KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have light rain or drizzle, and it's 42 degrees. We picked up 36/100ths of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Weather forecast for today, dense fog advisory in effect for Cass and area counties until 1 o'clock. A wind advisory kicks in at 10 o'clock this morning and runs through 7 this evening. And the flood watch continues through Thursday evening. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Some may produce heavy rain, a high around 58 with winds south at 15 to 30, gusting up to 45 miles per hour this afternoon. As heavy rains move in and snowmelt continues, the potential for river flooding begins. Officials in Pottawatomie County are preparing for what the National Weather Service has described as a flood event that has historic potential, primarily along the West Nishnabotna River. Levels of the Missouri River are forecast to reach a potential 29 feet in minor flood stage by 7 a.m. Saturday, similar to events observed last summer. The Nishnabotna is forecast to crest just over 26 feet in major flood stage by 1 a.m. Thursday, topping the 23.5-foot record set in July of 1993. Doug Reed, Putt County Emergency Management Director of Operations, says there are many variables in this scenario that will impact the river levels. With existing snowpack, frozen ground, and varying ranges of potential rainfall, this event could go either way. However, we need to be prepared for the worst-case potential. And in doing so, a declaration of disaster emergency has been authorized for the communities of Avoca, Hancock, Oakland, Carson, Macedonia, Council Bluffs, and the unincorporated areas of Pottawatomie County as a preemptive measure should any of the jurisdictions require assistance from mutual aid partners or state agencies based on actual observed conditions. Reed says that currently, county and city agencies are preparing to secure stormwater systems, sewer systems, roads, and other infrastructure that may be impacted. Urban streets are likely to experience flooding during the heavy rain event, and some rural highways and roads near and around the Nishnabotna River could be closed due to floodwaters. He says Pottawatomie County Conservation is working to relocate the Botna Bend Park buffalo herd to a safer location and moving the elk herd to a higher elevation within the park. Emergency management, he says, has been coordinating with additional resource support with Iowa Homeland Security and emergency management should they be needed, and coordinating preparedness efforts with partners such as MidAmerican Energy and others. Reed says residents and people with interests along the rivers are advised to begin monitoring river conditions and prepare accordingly. With frozen ground conditions creating higher runoff than normal, the river levels have the potential to rise more rapidly than in normal high water and flooding events. For more information on flood preparedness, you can visit the Floods and Flash Floods page at www.beready.iowa.gov. Officials at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said yesterday that a man from Shelby County had been sentenced last week to 15 years in prison for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine and possession of a firearm during a drug trafficking crime. In addition to the 180-month sentence, a senior district court judge ordered 30-year-old Andrew Joseph Nielsen to serve a 5-year term of supervised release following his imprisonment. In April of last year, Nielsen was stopped by a Shelby County deputy for speeding after trying to elude the deputy. In a subsequent search to the stop, the methamphetamine and marijuana were found on Nielsen, along with baggies and the scale in the vehicle. After further investigation, Shelby County deputies and the fire department executed a controlled burn in the area of the stop and located a Phoenix Arms HP-22 and a magazine with 4 rounds in it. The case was investigated by the Shelby County Sheriff's Department, Putt County Sheriff's Department, Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and it was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And a Page County man will spend 6 months in prison for printing his own money, Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Lorinda police were called to local Casey's in March of last year after clerks discovered a counterfeit bill. Police reviewed the surveillance tape and arrested 26-year-old Alexander Millage. A search of his home turned up numerous computers, printers, paper, and around $35,000 in counterfeit bills that were in various stages of the printing process. A judge has sentenced Millage to 6 months in prison for counterfeiting. I'm Dar Danielson.
Well, around 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, the Council Bluffs Police Department's K-9, Police Area Representative, or PAR, and VICE units, in conjunction with Iowa Western Housing, executed a narcotics sweep of the Iowa Western Community College student parking lots. Vehicles were selected at random for K-9 units to conduct free air sniffs of the vehicle. If the K-9s indicated to the odor of narcotics, the student was contacted and a search of the vehicle was completed. Investigations from the contacts is ongoing at this time, and officials say the Council Bluffs Police Department and Iowa Western Community College are committed to provide a safe and drug-free learning environment for all students. In our funeral announcements, Eleanor Faye Garside, age 81, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Missouri Valley, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Eleanor Garside will be today at 10:30 at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Dolores Holste, age 90, of Messina, died Friday at Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dolores Holste will be today at 11 o'clock at Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Richard Glenn Hagler, age 66, of Panora, died Friday in West Des Moines. Memorial services for Richard Hagler will be today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Daniel McLaren, age 77, of Atlantic, died Saturday at UNMC in Omaha. A funeral mass for Daniel McLaren will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mark Swanson, age 61, of West Des Moines, died March the 3rd at his home. A memorial service for Mark Swanson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Claire Frizzell, age 91, of Greenfield, died March the 9th at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. The family of Claire Frizzell will greet friends from 4 until 7 p.m. on Saturday at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Richard Dean Straw, age 58, of Irwin, died Saturday. A memorial service for Richard Straw will take place at a later date in Nebraska City, Nebraska. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.